Shishiva. Tzimra Lo Shishiva Chaf Bezol Haytov Shemem Hey. Not in September 8th, 1985, on Sunday.
By the second Abayu. First Abayu was the Damask Abayu Kabir and Barbosa, our new Midday. Our Mask Midday, Koyala Seher Midday. So, that Abayu was certainly Nipshit. Nipshit. That it all depends. He's in the Seher Samantikos. The sunset, so then the Seichel is Yechiel, and if Messiah Samatea was after the sunset of Yechiel, so when the Chiyuv took effect, so in whose possession was the bias and the masculine, so then our masculine. Now, here there is a machlekes between Tesis and the Ram. You see, according to Tesis, so this halacha that im actually mosel matiches, so then. Is Cholal Boso is a masculine thing. Masculine thing is only true if there was no kin hazoke by the Sefer. But if there was a kin hazoke by the Sefer, even though the Mafteach was not handed over to the Sefer, before the beginning of the 14, so the Sefer is still the Chuyev because it's his house already. But if he wasn't Marzikas yet, so then it depends. If the Mafteches were handed over to the Secher, even though the Secher has not as yet managed to make a king Chazok in the Bais before the beginning of the 14th, he's Mechuyet. Why? Because he has access to the house. So even though he didn't make a king Chazok in the Bais, so it's his obligation to make the victory. But if the Matiches, the keys to the house, were not handed over to the Seichel, and inasmuch as he didn't make it in Hazoke either, so access to the house he doesn't have, and the king Hazoke he didn't make either, so mainly it's not his responsibility to a building house. This is the sheet of things. And this notation says, before Shri the Hochesh and Mosale and Mafteach, the lawyer, Umishi Yodish Biodi Mafteach, Kishichon Yudalit Chayev Livdek, the AC Shem Biodi Mafteach, Echikonis Mizek, Miu in Hivkidor Mafteach, the AC is Rodom Acheria, Chayev Adivket Libetken, for Adakti Shereiz El Alvin Bayit Vatnesi, of course that goes without saying. Suppose he wasn't masked at the house at all, and just gave him the keys. So then, he's not the Chuyev, just because he has access to somebody else's house, he should have the responsibility of the invaded house. That's inconceivable. That's inconceivable. However, the Ram is chilek, and the Ram says that this Gemara's distinction between actually mosel and mafteach chol aboso al so al maskir libdeik mosel mafteach chol aboso al secher libdeik apply only to the case where the secher already made it in a pasuk, when he already acquired the house. Still, even though he acquired the house, but if the keys, as long as the keys were not handed over to him, he has no access to the house. So it's the masker's responsibility. After all, the chometz belongs to the masker. And true that the house already belongs to the seichel. I mean, the key in Paris, the dirah, the key. the roof of course still belongs to the masker, but the kiempere is a direct ostashkis, belongs to the zefer. But if he doesn't have the keys to the house, some melee he can, he's not mechuyev. If he has the keys to the house, in addition, he already made the key and has, okay, so it's his house, then it's the responsibility of the sefer to be in the house. But suppose he didn't make a king chazoki in the house, but he just got the keys, a king chazoki the sefer didn't as yet make. So the Ran and the Magmishne say it's like hifki toru machtia beisei, it's lo mach. That's the mach. Now then, there is the machlekes between Rashi and Tesis, and on that point, all the Rishonim agree with Tesis. And Rashi is appears to be a strange cheating. So, Rashi says, in Mishmos HaMafteach, Pirsha Rashi, in Psiras HaMafteach, has came. Veinir al-Ri, Dom Abun Rube, Kishem Shekar, Kishem Shekar, Kanikin, Pekeset, Bishtar, Vachazoke, כך סביר הסקר כאן נקנית בכסף ולהגבילון למהן המסיר הסמפתח אלו כמאן דהומה עולה חזק וקני כי להגבילון באפו. So in other words, so we see from the Gemara in Bava Kamma that the only significance of Misir HaSamaptach is if he, the maskir or the mecher did not as yet hand over the keys to the Seicher of the Keach, so then, in order that the Seicher or the Keach should acquire title in the Bayis, so the Maski or the Mecher has to say to the Seicher of the Keach, Leich Hazekepni. But if the Seicher or the Keach makes a king of Hazoki in the house without the maskier authorizing him to make king of Hazoki, without the maskier, the lecher saying to the lecher, to the seicher, lech haziku kni, then it's a king. There has to be an explicit authorization by the mecher to the lecher to make king of Hazoki. The Mechia, the Maskia, handed over the keys to the Seicher to the Keach, then the Mesira Samaftech in itself amounts to an authorization. So why is the Mesira Samaftech important here? Because if he was Mesira Samaftech, even though he was not Kene, so then, he has access to the house. So that's why he's mechuyev, because he already has access to the house. That's how Tesis and all the Rishonim agree with Tesis. That's how they explain the significance of Misir HaSamaptach. But Rashi says, Misir HaSamaptach has came, and that's contrary to the Gemara. The Gemara will come and say, Misir HaSamaptach is only considered as the equivalent of a say of an authorization of saying Lechazikuk. Now as I saw, I don't remember whether it's the Yeshua or the Tzlach so I'm sorry. So they say that Rashi is made it that Misir HaSamaptach in itself is not followed by any other chazokeh, no, or goda or porat, does not give him title. But what Rashi is the Gemara in Bolokame. But what Rashi means is this. Now, in this case, so the Seicher, the Lekeach, or the Maskir, or the Mecher, was not chazokeh. In Chaname, Rashi will be made in a case where Ruben is Mechir and Bais to Shimon, or is Masker and Bais to Shimon. And then, and in the Mechir or the Maskir handed over the keys to the Keah, the Seichir, and then before the Seichir or the Keah managed to make it here in Chazokir, no, God, I will pour out. So one of them was Chayfa. So he kept the Chayfa. Because it's not a Kiyah Chazokir. But Rashi Shiti is in the case where the Meicher handed over the keys to the Ikea. The Maskir handed over the keys to the Seicher. And the Seicher did not, he handed over the keys, let's say, on Sunday. But the Seicher, the Ikea, managed to make a king Hazokir, no, but I will pour out on Monday, a day later. And no one is crazy. Now the question is, as of when does title become vested in the Likeach in the Seicher? Does it become vested as of Sunday, as of Mesiras HaMafteach, or it becomes vested in the Likeach in the Seicher only as of the moment when the Likeach or the Seicher makes the Kiyah Hazak? So Rashi Shiti is, if there is no Chazore, and ultimately there is a Kiyah Hazak of no Godal Borat, so then title becomes vested retroactively as of the moment of the Mesiras HaMafteachos. Why? Because inasmuch as neither the Mechir nor the Likeach, neither the Maskir nor the Seicher was Chizya from the Mechira from the Spheres, so the Mesiras HaMafteach is considered as the beginning of the Chazokir. Because how is Chazokir realized? By Noah, God, our poet. So the Mafteach enables him to make it in Chazokir. For Noah, of course, Chazokir can be done for other ways too, not after for Noah. But one of the ways of making it in Chazokir is by using the keys. By Noah. So Mimele, if no one is Chazokir, so then the beginning of Chazokir is considered as of the moment of Mesiras HaMafteach. But suppose before the king Chazokir, before the Noah Gola Oporat, the Mechir Likeach is Chizir, the Masker the Seicher is Chizir, so then there is no king Chazokir. But Rashi Shiti is the Mesiras HaMafteach as Kene, because in this case no one is Chizir. And ultimately, the main king Chazokir. Maybe Kiyah Chazokir. So Mimele, the Chazokir is considered to have begun with the Mesiras HaMafteach. I mean, one of them says, either the Tzlach, or somebody else says that the Shnikbetzes, I'm talking by Rav Gershon, he mentioned. But it would be more mistaber to say that Eretz and to limit Rashi Shite to the case where the Chazokir was done by Noah. So then it's more mistaber. If now, what is Chazokir? Noah with our parts. So it's more reasonable to say that if, let's say, the Maskir handed over the keys to the Seicher on Sunday morning, and then on Monday the Seicher made the Kiyah Chazokir by using the keys. No, so then it's not unreasonable to say, since the Chazokir was done for Noah by using the keys, so maybe the beginning of the Chazokir process started with the Mesiras HaMafteach. But suppose The Mafiches were in Dover on Sunday. And then, the Seichia, maybe King Hazoke Natofno, of Godau, Poratz, he made defense. So the keys was not a step in the Messias Mafiach, was not a step in the Hazoke. So why should the Hazoke have begun with Messias Mafiach? If the Hazoke was realized through Noal, so the keys were a step in the Hazoke. So then we can say, inasmuch as no one was Chizeya, so the Hazoke has begun the moment with the Messias Mafiach. But if the Hazoke was done, was realized through God our Porat, so there is no connection between the Messias Mafteach and the Hazoke. So why should the Hazoke be considered to have begun with the Messias Mafteach? So it's more reasonable to say the Teretz and limit it to the case, limit Rashi Shite to the case where the Hazoke was realized to not. So then we say, since the Hazoke was there ultimately, and no one was Chayzeya before the King Hazoke, and the Hazoke was done through Noah by using the keys, so then the Hazoke is considered to have begun not at the time when it's Noah, but at the time of Messias Mafteach. Alright. Now, that's the first Amai. Now the second Amai. Boye mehim Rav Nachman bar Yitzchok, Hamaskir Bayis Lachaveri bar Boso, Chesko Sei Boduk, Oyein Chesko Sei Boduk. Now Rashi. והבוס השחית מי ברזיקינו אליי מסקיה דיבד היבות כימש כמיפס חכונים אלוהי אלוהי למה אנחנו נהנה? לשאל לשאל so what's the פשט? לשאל אני נהנה suppose he doesn't want this he doesn't want this so do we assume that is Baduk or not Baduk. So, the Pshati, I mean, we shouldn't say that. Because the Rashba says in Chumun that even though we rely on Hazoke, we rely on Hazoke, but if Efshal Livareya, so Midrabonon, we are not allowed to rely on Hazoke. We rely on Hazoke. And many Rishayim apply it even to Rav. Even to Rav. That, in other words, whenever there is a law, but actually Barea, so we have to be Mivara. So we have to be Mivara, if actually Barea. But certainly it applies to Hazoke. Certainly it applies to Hazoke. So in Mele, that's the Gemores Abai, that's Gemores Shaila. Hamask Abai is Kabe Al-Bos, Cheskos, Eborik, Cheskos, Eborik, 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 if he's available, the masker is in the city and he's available, you can reach him without difficulty. So why rely on Hazoke when it's possible to be Mivare? Let's verify it and not rely on Hazoke. Lishai, so the Gemara says, the lesser lahai the lishin yuri. La truche lahai, suppose he left town. He left town and he can't reach him. So it's Yitzchak. So the question is, can we take it for granted that it's Baruch? Or we cannot take it for granted. Liman Afin Mishaila Lahayim Vodkin Lab, Gigin Lesser Lahayim Masker Mishaila Mboilem Latruk Lahay Seichel, Livrit Misopik Mas. Omer Lohu Rav Nachman Bar Yitzchok Nisuo, Hakil nemonim, al biu chomet, apil noshim, apil abodim, אפילו קטנים. Everybody has the money and the ochonis. Noshim atlu, avodim atlu k'tanim. So my time men, all right, let's forget noshim avodim. But k'tanim, so it is obvious that k'tanim don't have the money. Cotton is not even there. Why should he have the money? So the question is, Why should k'tanim have the money? My k'tanim have love, mishum d'cheskosi boduk, because it is boduk as it is. Because so v'hakel chaveirim heim eitzel b'dikas chometz. So the Talzin, at first, the Makshin, the one who weighs the Abaye, he asked the question whether it's Cheskos Lossi Boduk or Cheskos Boduk. Or Cheskos Boduk. So the Talzin tried to deduce from this price the thing K'tanim anemor, and K'tanim don't have nemones. That's how the Talzin assumed. K'tanim don't have nemones, even in the Rabbonon. So why should they be nemon? Obviously, it's because without the nemones we can rely on it. Now, so if without the nemones we can rely on it, so why does the Pisces have to mention? The answer is, as the Gemara said before, so even when there is a chazok against its brother, but if it's actually bare, we have to be nibare, it is in the same. So Mele, that price, that's how this is explained. That price has reference to the case where the masker is in the city, and it's possible to reach him, to go over to his house, or to go up and verify it. But if a cotton, even if a cotton says it's bottle, we don't have to bother to verify. Because otherwise, if it's not really the Cheskos Boduk, why should the Avodah by Kotlin be affected? My time, love me should be Cheskos Boduk. So, Mikaradim, it's the Cheskos Boduk even without the Avodah of the K'tan. But, since it's actually Varel left in the Varea, so without Agudah B'tanim, we'd have to be Mubar. With Agudah B'tanim, we don't have to bother to be Mubar. Because some of Hakel Kaveli Nehemi took the Kaschomets. The Tanya Chobashemes, the Niyach Nidhi Omri Operei, Afilu Eid Neyeimon, Harayim Becheskas Nisikonim. Now let's see the Rashi. Because some of Haitane, Hakel Kaveli Nehemi took the Kaschomets, the Afilu Amhoret, ובדובר של אימור זה, חופה מה זה כנראה, של רוב הזמן היעד שעשו. איתני חופה הנמר המאסרס, ומס, והניח מגור אומרי הפריז, אפילו הם בני אימון, שנשמר אוכו היעים, הרי הם בחסקס מסוכונים. מבדל ליוצא מתחסיות היעד שגום הכל מתחוס, ואוכנה מקים דעת המורץ חדיר ומנועד דיקה, Cheskoson Shebotku. Right. So the more so Kamach Balitzchau said it and assumed at first that the reason why the price says Ktanim Am Hemen is because without Avodah by the Ktanim there is Chazokis for why? In the same way as Chokas and Chochem. So Hemes Bidiyah Higur Omri Operez So Arim Cheskas Misukonim. So here, even an Amhores is like Chom. That's it. After all, there the price explicitly distinguishes between Chobar and Amhores. Why should we say that vis-a-vis Bidikas Chomes So even on Horetz is the same din as a Horetz. What's the pshat? But from this Gemara, we can see the real meaning of all the Gemaras in regard to Amoretz. And Amoretz is not the Amoretz. So somebody who's ignorant could think, and somebody who's ignorant, like people today, people are ignorant, you know. So when they see that Gemara says, the Halacha says, that Amoretz is not the Amoretz, they say, oh, the Halacha is not fair to the Amoretz. All right? We don't trust them. We don't trust them. The answer is, when the Halacha declares that Chover that Chover is Chazok al Chover Shemitzim Tachshove Dor Shemim Sukon, so it doesn't mean Dafke Chover is Shemitzim Tachshove Dor. In general, Chover or not Chover is Chazok Shemitzim Tachshove Shemim Sukon. But we say Amoretz is Choshev because Amoretz, unfortunately, Amoretz doesn't mean somebody who didn't learn Torah. Amoretz means someone who is not zohar mitzvahs, who doesn't observe mitzvahs, who is not scrupulous in regard to shmiras mitzvahs. So unfortunately, they show themselves that they are not them. So it's not because we don't apply the same chazoke that we apply to a chover, we don't apply to someone who is an amoret. An amoret means someone who is not a shema mitzvah. Doesn't mean amoret someone who doesn't know how to go over a personal chumash. Somebody who is not even, who is not zoya mitzvah. So unfortunately, he showed himself not to be them. So it's not because we don't apply the same chazoke to a Jew who doesn't observe mitzvahs, but because he proved himself to be unreliable. So the same thing would be true, suppose you have it on Chochem, who is a Boki Bishas. Who is a Boki Bishas? So, well, today you don't find such Jews, fortunately or unfortunately. But I remember Jews, let's say, 50 years ago in New York, I remember Jews who studied in yeshivas in New York who could quote Daf and Gemara in all of Shas. Just like that. Zvochim, Nochers, Chetas. And they're not Shema Mitzvahs, they are totally unreliable. So it's not that we say an Amhoretz is Hoshu, is not Nemo. Because we don't apply the Chazoke to the Amoretz. Because Amihoretz proved themselves unreliable. So that's why we don't apply the same Chazoke al-Chover, Shemimitzit, Mitachaskel, and Dover, Shemimitzit. Because he proved himself. How can I apply that? And the same thing is true of the biggest lump. If he proved himself unreliable, so then he's not reliable. Is not reliable. So Mele, that's why the Gemara says, Mishundi Pesova, Hakabirim is to customs. The Tanya Chovash and Mason Yakmi, Migurum Leopil, Hakilim Yemen, Hareim Becheskas and Sikon. So, but there it says only Chovash and Mason, not Amoret and Mason. Because Amoret, unfortunately, proved himself unreliable. But only in respect to this table they proved themselves unreliable. But in respect to the Israel of Bolivoy Bolivate, fortunately they did not prove themselves unreliable. So if they did not prove themselves unreliable, so maybe the same Kazoke that we apply to the biggest Godu, we apply to the biggest Amoret. It's not a chazoke that is limited to Yisrael. It applies to every Jew. There's a chazkashas of the Jew. But unfortunately, insofar as this table is concerned, So we have statistics that they're not reliable. So how can we apply the question? And if we have the same statistics in respect to incumbent Hochem, she would also say it's not reliable. But only insofar as the Satel is concerned, so they prove themselves unreliable. But insofar as the Esau Barbaros is concerned, they didn't prove themselves unreliable. Some melee, the same Chazok at life. How do you know that the reason is why they are Nehemon is because even without their Hagadah, so we can take it for granted that it's the Cheskas Baruch. Maybe it's because of their Hagadah. Can the Agode of Tanim be considered of any value? And why the Cheskosi Boduk? I had in the morning, Kolagotin Cheskat Dukin, Babo Some Boyle. So, you say that it's because, primarily because it's Cheskas Boduk without Agode, so then the Loshna Price should not be Hakamon. But Kolabotin Cheskas Dukin, Babosom Boyle, Elamai, Mishahira Dane, Holy Amrahana Loi, Tipshit Nade in Cheskas Boduk. So the Gemara says, "Why am I not Cheskas Boduk?" Ochad Laskim on the music on the Loi. So, become Rahane Batkino, Mal Diteime, Lulinu Rabbonon, Komash Milon, Kino, because from this with the Rabbonon, with the rising people down the Sagale, and Lul Rabbonon with the Rabbonon. Now, so the Gemara does not say so many words, whether it's the Cheskas Boduk or it's not the Cheskas Boduk. But the Gemara says, Gemara says, now look at the Ralosh and Rashi. Umimai dehot nikton in the morning time, Shindaka Chaber mein Tzotike, Dio mein Amoret Chaber in Alka, Vitaim, Shindikam Rahane, Om Ruyim Shabotku, Kola Botim Bechez Kazduki, Nifoy Lemisne, Vlahabu Misle Bamire, Dehane, Umachino Nelom, Nitole Bamire, Bada Yitle Meirak, Holy Amgaloi, in Kimai Komi Boyle, in Tipshit Menei Din Cheskas Bodo. Shana Beho, Lekale Meirach Mipshit Mide, in Kaluk Meleho, Ki in the Mosiklon, Bahai Boi Borat, Ki in Shehoinimu Toru, Do Yotsum Bidei Mi Derech, Vi Amre Hane Anachnu Bat Kinyu. Not Kam Kinyu. So, Kamash, So, in other words, the Gemara says that we cannot be patient. But we can say that Cheskosi is Boduk. And if it's Cheskosi Boduk, so why does the price say Nemonim? Because the price is reference to the case where it was Becheska Shaloi Boduk. Not stop. And then, so if they say, but can you? So then they are Nemon. Even Ktan. Even Noshim Avodim Ktan. Why? Because since Midraise the Bito Baumesage, so it's only Midrabonon, so Mele, even Noshim Avodim Ktan in Nemon. Now, the people down the Ksif Tashbisu, the Ksif Sivaru, the Ashbose the Lane, the Ashbose, the Rabbonon, the Rabbonon, the Hindu, the Yuresel, and the Rabbonon. They need Sriho, they need Kiru, it's near Mamoros and Shalayu, the Kea, the Yodeem, the Aminon, the Middle of the Raise. Now the question is this, does the Gemara say it only with the Rechtriye od gnove i singe talvidem. So, the Pashas are Roshnitz because of the Shachar Vitalia that went up. So the Gemara said, Elamayu Shlamira Dane, Hole Hamahane Loi, Tipshid Meni Cheskes Varel. So the Gemara says, no. So that the Gemara says, Loi Leila Meni Loi Cheskosi Boduk. So in other words, so there is no echach from the price, because we could interpret the price in two ways. There are two alternate explanations of the price. One alternate explanation of the price is that minastam itzeichas kosibah, and in this case, so it's all right, because of the Hadrodi by the Ketan. But then you ask, what kind of significance does the Hadrodi of the Ketan have? Or, so again, as the Gemara says, because Midrash is in the Baal Mesage, and only Midrabonon, so you need Rabot Midrabonon. That's one explanation. And the other explanation is that Minastam is Cheskosei Boduk. But here, the price is reference to the case where music launch a loybarak. And again, some melee because of the agode. So it's the money. Why am I money? Because with the rice and the rice. So there is no hechach how to explain the price. But, the Ram says, not a shame, say the same thing. So the Ran emphasizes that the reason as to why we pass the Cheskosei Boduk, because it's a shaila only the Rabbanon, so mele it's fakely kule, and in addition, Rav Nachman by Yitzchok at first said that way, because even though then in the Shachar Vitalia of the Gemara, in the discussion, the Gemara said that there is no hechach, because maybe it's because of the Hagodah, of the Noshim Avodim Muktani, as Noshim Avodim Muktani, and we could say that Cheskosei Boduk, but because of the Hagodah. But since it's a shalim the Rabbonon, it's a Rabbonon with Bule, so maybe we appreciate it as possible. That's how the Ran explained. Alright. Now let's go over the pages. Lab Mushim the Cheskosei Boduk. Tell me my sorghum item. Vi the Cheskosei Boduk. What was Rav Nachman by Yitzchok's sorghum item? Vi the Cheskosei Boduk. In came my tzorich hamira the Hanukkah. So that's what die Maxen in Sesken, die Mai dumme Schanochen von Hanna Anne, und dann wird Anne in Rödwe, und Mai hat einen Mann im Kopf, und das Blut immer Wasser mit Beule. So was wollte das auch leider auch nach dem Beiz. Wenn er lief, die Meire ging zwar bei dir, aber dann ist es kostet, wo du, die diese Bier zurück in die Scheure nehmen. Du kohlst, ich hab schon die Barriers und die Rabonnen, die Vertrille, wo ich bin in die Barriers. Du lachst immer an, haben ihre Dane, du lachst alle. Aber gab die Tädels am Kinn und nachher ist das Hobbeer, bin zu euch auf der Scheuer, heimisch und der Kinn, sie schläft die Lecher hier, bis damit tippt euch alle Jobel die Milchsche. So why don't we say in the price of Hobbeer and Mays, actually Barriers, let us be in Barriers. Maybe the children know, maybe not. All right, so then we'll rely on the Hazrat. But we can ask the children, did you observe your father taking off my steps? And there it's not mentioned that we should try to verify it. So, how do you should be thinking, she shall lay at me, lay at you, you stole a tick, no, shall you be in your shirt? אבל גם בדיקי אפילו לא יהיה בודק, הוא יהיה כל כך נחשב, וכך צורך לשאול, אם הוא בעיר, מוסי, כי חסקו סיבודו, כל הגוטים וחסקו סבודים, ועדות מבועלי, הוא אומר ידים את אמירות המנענה, וצורך לשאול לנו, אפילו הוא בעיר, ואיפירש לי, נסרוק את היתוך, ואמרה, די ודאמרה, הנה לא יהיה בודק, ונאם בודק, די חסקו סיבודו, כי בננו, נגד איבוי שעסקי, אבל אין חסקה סיבודו, המיין הם, כל חיוך הקלבות וחסקה סיבודו איבוי עלי, תגמי לידים ומהנה במיקי. נא, מדרייסה בביטו באומסה, כשירי תקונטרס, מדרסיף תשביסו, ולכסיף סיבר, אל מאשבוס אגלם. So, what does Rashi say? How do we know that bitter is not midraise? Because the Torah says, Tazbisu seyam vatechem. And the Torah, why doesn't the Torah use the usual expression? Sibar, Tazbisu is not a common expression. So apparently, that it's not necessary to manage destroy the chametz physically by burning it, or let's say, by breaking, crumbling it into tiny particles and then throw them in the air or in the yam, but without a physical destruction, just by people, it's also al nashbosa galev, because of the day ashbosa avori, beloved, in tiny bishmaitzi, in the pain, Rabbi Akiva in the Ritzok, the words, we don't have to resort to the passage, of Rishishchat Rochomin Dam Zifri, to learn out that Tashbisu is Erev Pesach, because it couldn't be Pesach, because Tashbisu is Reike, and Reike is Meloche. It's also an Yomtev, only Litzir HaNefesh, but this is just Litzir HaNefesh, not Litzir HaNefesh, so really it is also. So we see that Tashbisu consists in Sreike, not in Bito. Then if I come to me in a Tzorich HaRehimeh, in Tzorich HaRehimeh, Tashbisu Motsim Abar Shal Moloche, Vehidi Tashbisu Amuli Kamo, Miachoak, that the Ach implies that half of the day is muter and half of the day is osir. It's osir to possess. So that means that Tashbisu is Mishay Shoyisu Emailo. Tashbisu Mishay Shoyisu Emailo. So, after Hatzeis, and after Hatzeis, Peter is not affected. Now, the second kashe by Teisves is no kashe against Rashi, because Rashi is Shitosi. You see, and Dr. Veis turned to the Gemara, Dr. Veis, on the base. Moshe Rabbeinu Lirobe, Omer Rav Yudeh, Yud Beis, Omud Beis. Is the 27th line from the top of God. Eser Rabbeinu Lirobe, Omer Rav Yudeh. Amesai, when do I we say that the mitzvah of Bio consists in Sreife, Shaloi Bishaz Biure, Avod Bishaz Biure has repulsed the whole world. Now you don't have to go over the whole thing, but just these two lines. So Rabbeinu says that Sreife is a requirement only Shaloi Bishaz Biure. But Bishaz Biurei, then there is no Kpeide and Sreife. Can be the whole. So how does Rashi, there is a machlekes between Rashi and this? Let's see the Rashi. The third big line in Rashi. Shaloi Bishaz Biurei, Bitchila Sheish. The whole sheish, the akaten, the rice is short, so it's still muter ba'achile, and Shaloi Bishaz Biure. What do you think Shaloi Bishaz Biure? Shor Shishis. Let's say in an equinox day, between 11 and 12. Between 11 and 12. And when I say 12 in the equinox day, I mean standard time. Not today when there's daylight saving time. So Shor Shishis. Then there is a din of Sreife. But after Chatzeres, doesn't make any difference. Sreife always open. That's Rashi. So, why Shor Shishis called Shaloi Bishaz Biurei? Because until Chatzeres, so there is no mass as yet. Well, this is how Rashi explains. In the side, Shaloi Bishaz Biure, Pirish Akuntres, Shaloi Bishaz Biure, Bishesh, Uvishaz Biure is as resourcing Holdovo, even according to Rabude, is Bishaz Biure in Kamveilich, so then is the Holdo. Alright. Vikosha Ramatam, Eich Yamkin Acheva Vivare, anyway, so, Unforish Ramatam, not. This is the important thing. The Shaloi Bishaz Biure Hain Acha Sheish. Sherei Vo'elo Mivarim Bishesh. Ki Tikon Chachomi. V'tayim Etam Mishmi Yawit Neisa. Gemara says that why does the Biure require Sreife? Because you learn out from Neisa. Neisa is also Banoye and Chomet is also Banoye. Neisa is also Banoye. So what? How is the Biure of Neisa realized to Sreife? Okay. The Torah says explicitly that we have to burn the Neisa. Panisa Rabbeka Beish is Rafael. So Chomes also Sreipe. And Neisa is Lachar Yisrael. It's already also Banoi. Ava Bishaz Biure, Dahane Bishesh, Ki Yishen Mitzula Rivare, Yehon de Rabonon, Sal Bishas Vacholom. So I mean, Teisves Shite does not require any explanation altogether, because Tesis explains just the reverse, the opposite of Rashi. In other words, any sign that it requires Haimitabke, Shaloi Bishmas Biurei, Shaloi Bishaz Biurei means Achashesh, because that's not the regular Zman for most Jews to destroy the Chametz. Most Jews destroy the Chametz when? Before Chatzis. Because in the Rabbonon, you are mechuyev to destroy the Chametz before Chatzis, before it becomes osa banuye, midirais. So when is there a chiyuv of sreife? Lachas man isure. When it's already osa midirais, v'achile banuye. That's after Chatzis. Aber bisman biurei, when is the derech of most Jews to destroy the Chametz, when is that? Between 11 and 12? Before Chatzis? So then, even when Rabbi is made it, he doesn't have to burn it up again. He can destroy it by throwing it into the sea, into the water, you see. So, that's the issue. But Mashishite is the reverse of the issue. That when is there a chiyuv of the rice of scrape it up to shoshishis? But after shoshishis, so then it is, there is no chiyuv of dafke scrape. He can destroy it for any means. Now, why is, according to thesis, you understand as to why after Chatzis is called Shalom Shas Biure. Because Shalom Shas Biure literally means when it's not the usual time to destroy the Chometz. When do most Jews usually destroy the Chometz? Before Chatzis, because in the Rabbonim, we are free. The Chatzile to destroy the Chometz before Chatzis. So Chatzis. But according to Rashi, the Shalom Shas Biure means Kedem Chatzis. Why is it called Shaloi B'Shaz B'Yure? So, according to Rashi, Shaz B'Yure means when it's osa to be possessed. Now, when is Chometz osa to be possessed? Efter Chatzis. And Rashi Shite is, it used to be, Tatale, Tavol, and the Borokamet, and Choptes, in the love of the only oil, and one is Eveya, not up to the night of the 15th. It begins at Chatzis of the 40th. So in other words, so at Chatzis, Erev Pesach, Leacha Chatzis, then there is a Nisach to possess Chometz, love the rice, but Kedem Chatzis, there is no Nisach to possess Chometz. So Kedem Chatzis is called Shaloi B'Shaz B'Yure. Shaz B'Yure means when it's also to possess Chometz. When is it also to possess Chometz? When is the Misa to possess Chometz? After Chatzis. So then there is one way according to Rashi. But Kedem Chatzis, there is no love of Baal Yehoi. There is no love of Baal Yehoi. It's Kedem Chatzis. Some Mele, it's called Shaloi B'Shaz B'Yure. According to Tesfes, Shaloi B'Shaz B'Yure means the time when it's not usual to destroy Chometz. Because most people destroy the Chometz before Chatzis. So when Shaloi B'Shaz B'Yure, not the usual time when Jews destroy Chometz, that is after Chatzis. According to Rashi, Shaloi B'Shaz B'Yure means prior to the Yisr, to the Zman, when it's Osir to possess Chometz. When does it become Osir to possess Chometz? After Chatzis. But the Shas B'Yure and Kedem Chatzis, there is no Yisr to possess Chometz. So mainly it's called Shaloi B'Shaz B'Yure. Anyway, there is a machlokes between Rashi and Yisr, and that will be whether the mitzvah of Sreite, according to Rabbi Yehuda, is before Chatzis or after Chatzis. According to Rashi, the mitzvah of Sreite Davke in Tashbisu is Kedem Chatzis, and according to Tesfes, it's after Chatzis. So he says, Veidi Tashbisu, so Tesfes Kashi. Against Rashi, Vaidi Tashbisa Amuno Kamo Nachola, Shehu Mishe Shoyis Lamailo, the Achar is Suga Limhani Bitro. So in other words, Sotese says it as if it were Poshet, that Ach implies we divide the day into two halves. One half prior to Chatzetz, one half after Chatzetz. So Acholak implies that the mitzvah of Tashbisu is after Chatzetz. That's Chitose. That relates from the Tam that according to the Pute, the Tashbisu is disrepe, so that's after Chatzetz. But before Chatzetz, there is no mitzvah of Tashbisu. But according to Rashi, Eisai Shalom is Mambiure means Kedem Chatzetz. So that means that the mitzvah of Srepe is Dafte Kedem Chatzetz. So in Mele, there is no Kashi against Rashi. If Rashi had held, like Teisves, that the Mikiyum HaMitzvah of Tashbisu is after Chatzetz, so how could Bittul come within the mitzvah of Tashbisu if the mitzvah of Tashbisu takes place after Chatzetz? And after Chatzetz is also Manoye, so he's saying Meshuzi Shalodom, so Mele, he cannot be Mvatel, it's not a violent to be Mvatel. So it's a strong Kashi. But Rashi is not like this. That the mitzvah of Tashbisu of Sreite is a little bit of the Kedem Chatzetz. So Mele, the mitzvah of Tashbisu in only the Bittul is also Kedem Chatzetz. Kedem Chatzetz is not also Manoye as yet. So he's a violin, so he can be Mevate. So that Kashi is no Kashi. That Kashi is no Kashi. Now, but the first Kashi has to be Kashi against Rashi. The first Kashi. How can Rashi say that Bittul is implicit in Tashbisu when Rabbi Akiva says that it cannot be? He says so there is no first kashi and second kashi. In other words, there is no first, there is only one kashi by the way. Because you will read the Hayash Bosa Avori, the Roy Bittu, the Tani Mishmait Rabukina in there, in Sore Harim Tashbisu, Matino Avora Sheam Loche, Vedi Tashbisu, so Matino, or that's the first Kashi, Matino Avora Sheam Loche, so that's the first Kashi. The first Kashi is, the second Kashi is Tashbisu Amul Kal Machor, and then the first Kashi is, but Rabbi Akiva says that Tashbisu consists in Sreife, not in Bittul. So the first Kashi is not a Kashi either, as the Ramban and the Ram say in Rashi. That true, Rabbi Akiva says Tashbisu consists of Sreife. In other words, if he was the Ramban, if he was the Ramban, as the Ram says, suppose. Suppose. He doesn't want to be bothered. Bittul is an internal thing. What does Bittul mean? Bittul does not consist just of lip service. Somebody has chometz in the value of $2 million. And then he will say, well, so let it be considered like after the hour. But we know that he doesn't mean it. He'll do everything short of murder, not to allow anybody to take away his $2 million chometz. So that's not Bittul. Bittul is an internal norm. I mean, in other words, he has to feel that he has no regard, he doesn't care. But if he, in his heart, he has the highest regard for it. But he says with his lips, he says it's God for the heart. Then it's no Bittul. So in such a case, if internally he does not have a contempt for the chometz, so then the only way to be kind Tashbisu is for Sreife, according to the Yude, Rabbi Akiva, and according to Rabbi Yochanan Yude, by fair buzer l'ruach, whatever. So in other words, so there are two ways der Ramban. Der Ramban in der Ram. Der Ramban in der Ram say that according to Rashi, so Tashbisu can be fulfilled in two ways. Either through a physical destruction. Physical destruction means an objective destruction. When you destroy the heart, let's say you burn it. Or the Rabbanim say, not that you burn it. You crumble it into tiny pieces and then you throw them into the water. So it's also a physical objective destruction. It ceases to exist objectively. And then there is another tashbisu. There is another way of fulfilling tashbisu. Not by physically destroying it, by objectively destroying it, but by subjectively destroying it. In other words, if internally he entertains the sincere feeling. Now remember, it doesn't mean lip service. It means if internally he entertains the sincere knowing that he doesn't exist for him, he doesn't care for him. He's nivavli. So, subjectively it doesn't exist. Objectively it still exists. So there are two kinds of destructions. There is an objective destruction insofar as the objective destruction is concerned. So there is a machleket between Rabbin and Rabbonon whether it has to be realized after through Sreife or it can be realized through any method of destruction, even before Bezer and Lebuach. And then there is another method of destruction, subjective destruction. So in other words, so really, you see, takes this in final analysis is only asking one kashe against Rashi. The second kashe is only kashe if Rashi had agreed with Ramban Shite that Shalibi Shazbiurei would mean after Hatzis, then it would be kashe. But the fact is that Rashi is Chilka and Ramban, and Rashi holds that Shalibi Shazbiurei. Shalibi Shazbiurei means Dafke Keil Hatzis. So there is no second kashe. There is only one kashe. The second kashe is a kashe if Rashi had agreed with Tesis Pshat in Shalom B'Shalom. That's why Tesis mentioned it. But on the other, since Rashi is really Kamalita and whole Shalom B'Shalom is Keil Chatzai, so there is no second kashe. But there is only one kashe, the first kashe. But the first kashe, the Rambam and the Ram say, is not a kashe. Because there are two methods of tashbisu. An objective tashbisu and a subjective tashbisu. So, the objective tashbisu, the physical destruction, so consists, according to Yudah Yisraipe, and according to Rabbanu, the hold of all. And the subjective tashbisu consists in between. But according to Rashi, whether it's the objective tashbisu or the subjective tashbisu, so the kira mitzvah of tashbisu takes place before chatzis. Shoshishis. Not after chatzis. But not after chatzis. Alright. Then, anyway, tashbisu is from Rashi. And Tais says, whereas Rashi says that Bito is implicit in Tashbisu, so Tais Shita is Bito is not implicit in Tashbisu. According to Tais says, there is no such thing as a subjective Hashbasa. There is no such thing as subjective. There has to be an objective Hashbasa. So why is Bittul with the rice effective? So Bittul isn't a mehker. So male in the word, Bittul is only a device whereby he precludes, he disposes of these albalion, because food bitterly becomes hefker, so it's not his. Samveli is not in albalion, but food bitterly is not mekayim in a mitzvah. It's in a brother, all right, but not in mitzvah the right. They are me, the mitzvah is able to be alone in Sariyem, mitam di ma'achashem bitterly ave hefker, יוצם רשו שיומותיה, מתגברים על ואתרי שלחים ומשאו דבייה, ועוד אבנו מדור עם הרכם ובשל אישו, and bitter does not have to be בשל אישו, so with the right sense of, yes.
The Ran mentions that, mentions in Mishnah, that you can try to speak with both bitter and beer.
Either by you can't touch this one, either for bitter or for sale.
Yeah, but he also says that the whole reason for bitter did not be in Shul Hefter, in Tam Hefter. So,
well, the Ram. He doesn't say it's hefker. He says, the Ram says, and the Ramban says a similar thing. He says, actually, no one should be able to do it. Because Erev Pesach HaChatzos becomes also a Mo'ed HaChatzos. And the Suramei is in Shalei. But there is Aloche, Shnei Dvorim, Minam Bershuzi Shalom. So the Torah considered it Birshusi, it's his, vis-a-vis the love of Bolivar. But actually it's not his. Actually it is Hefker. Without Bitul, it should be Hefker. Because in Suramoi is initially. But it's a special to Sakosu. Shneid Borim Inam Birshusi Shalom. Biroso Makosu, Kiilu, Hein Birshusi. Some melee. When is it also Marcos of Kirby to say if he wasn't Mivatmet? But if, so in other words, as long as a Jew has a regard for a Chomet, then the Torah is Machshivet, killing the Jews, even though Benes is Hefker. Benes is Hefker because the Shachamri is Hefker. Israeli is Hefker, but there is a special zilzakosu vis-a-vis the love of Bali Roye that it is. So, where is it? Osnakosu Kubish, you say, if he was not Mivatlet Belibe. But if he was Mivatlet Belibe, then it's not Osnakosu Kubish. So, merely it's Hefker, not because the beetle makes it. That's the difference between the Ram's pshat and taste. According to taste, so the beetle makes it. As a matter of fact, there are some of poskim, I don't remember who it is. It's hard to remember who it is. But there are many poskim who say, in regard to the question whether beetle can be believed even without verbalizing it, or beetle has to be paid off again. So the Ram mentions in Shite that Beatles has to be paid. Beleb not. In other words, and when the Ramban also mentions that Shite. But the Gemara says, Habi Hamivate Ibivato Ibilibe. So there are two possible shots in the bottom. One possible shot in the bottom during the year is that he doesn't have to be Mashmiya Yosma. So in the bottom, in other words, he doesn't have to say it loud enough so that he would be Mashmiya Yosma. But he has to verbalize it. And Belibe means that he doesn't have to be Mashmiya Yosma. He doesn't have to be Mashmiya Yosma. Then another pshat in Libay is that So Shlachmi Rebbe means that even if he verbalizes, he says, Kol chmire uchmire gisle b'yashuse leven vutolim lebek hafadare. But we know that in his heart, he'll do anything in order to prevent anybody from taking his heart. So it's not keeping it short. So then it's not effective. So the bittul is null and void. Is null and void. As a matter of fact, the Ram explains why do we say, why the Chachamim require that every Jew should be bedek and destroy every piece of chometz in Heinz. After all, if the derisa bittul is enough, so why the Chachamim require him to be bedek and destroy? The answer is, bittul is enough. If the bittul is 100% sincere, but suppose he's deceiving himself and deceiving other people, he's with his lips, he gives lip service and he says, "Ah, oh, all the chometz, I hold my possession, I consider as dust of the earth." But at the same time, he's only hoping that once Pesach is over, he'll reacquire it. So then the bittul is no bittul. So that's why the Chachamim required him, no matter what, how sincere he is, but since there might be Jews on the whole who will not make a sincere bittul, it will only be a lip service, so even if somebody makes a sincere bittul, he has to be bedek and destroy anyway. You see. But it goes without saying that if a person will, it goes without saying, and even though it's discussed, I mean, not all the Achreim say it, but many of the Rishonim say it. Many of the Rishonim say it, that even if somebody will verbalize a bit and say after the Arai, but if he knows that in his heart he has a regard, he has a high regard for the Chometz, so the bittul is not affected. And that's the pshat. That could be the pshat in the battle of the Rebbe. Not that it doesn't require a verbalization, but it's all about the Rebbe that lip service by itself is not enough. It has to be pili Rebbe shon. But in the Chaname, it requires a verbalization also. So the Ram and the Ramban say, mention shit. I mean, they don't agree with that. They hold that bittul doesn't require a verbalization. Without them believing. But they mention pshat that it requires a verbalization. And without them believing only means either that it doesn't have to be mashmir l'osnov, or that it has to be pidul libishov. Lafuke, the case where he, with his lips, he's mevatlet, and in his heart, he entertains a regard for it. So then, if it's not people in the shopping, so the people is not affected. Anyway, many achrim say, even Achrim, so they say that this question that is machlek is the shame, as to whether people requires tzoyah b'pif, verbalization, or it can be done internally. So, he's told in Machlikes, Rashi exists. According to Rashi, that bittul is mitzatach bisul, sash bosis bile, so it doesn't require a verbalization. But according to Teisves, that bittul is mitam hefke, hefke mamesh, and Teisves is mez de kashe. But Hefke Bishleisho, maybe I see it's all Shleisho, but Hefke requires verbalization. You couldn't be Machia to your property below. So it's certainly not Shleisho, but the verbalization, it certainly requires, so it certainly requires some melee, it has to be paid out. And what's the pshat in the battle of the Rebbe? Either that the Yisorot Vashmiya was not, or that it has to be pre-delivery shabbat. period, my thinking according to the Ran, so truly becomes healthcare. But it's not the regular healthcare. It becomes healthcare because it's so annoying. But there is one preventive which doesn't allow it to become healthcare. Because also my course could be should say, but if he was the kind of Tashbi, so he was the battle believe, then it's not also my course of the should say. So then it can become healthcare even for people to have without it already. The Ram says here, very thing. So he says, Rahana Taimi, Mishun Dinei, the Maida Havu, the Shuzu, the Unish, the Mosma, the Lake, Kai Dabne, Homer Shani, the Fishani, the Shuzu Shalom. El Shosa, a cross of Gilu, the Shuzu, the Mushmoche, the Gilu, the Daite, Bialme, the Lenichal, the Levis, Usub Gabai, Cloud, Sag.
Aye.
New Rabbonim the Rabbonim. Now, so we shleime in respect to Ktanim, we understand, because Ktanim generally does not have any money. But here, because it's in Rabbon, so the Chachon gave him money. But the Gemara made the price and mentions Noshim Rabbonim. Noshim Rabbonim had no money in his story. So even if it had been the Raise, he should have been Hemon. I forgot the Chotovo should be Yodom, Merlino Leonoshim Vavodim, Vatum the Raise, the Maisim the Hoyim, Shom Mamim, Misho, the Ever of Ashkito, of Aniko. Now, why does this the same? Now, the Rav Amir mentions five different cheetahs, the shame in respect to the Hemonis of Noshim and so. But Tesis emphasizes here, I forgot the whole Dora Shun Yodom, Menino Noinoshim Beavon. Why does he say Yodom? And suppose it's not your day? Not your day, so then they're not Memon. The answer is because there is an Abaye. There is an Abaye in Yibomes. Yimore in Tachpiches in Yibomes. Yimore has an Abaye. Whether an Idechot, a man, not just Idechot in general, is Nemon in case of his Chazik Isure, where it's not Yore. And then many Rishayim passed me that it's Nifshat, that he's not Nemon. An Idechot is not Nemon in Isure, if it is Chazik Isure and it's not Yore. So if it is Yore, even though it is Chazik Yisrael, then an Idachot is definitely Nemon. So let's say a person is Nemon to say that the crop of Tfuye that he has, so he took off Tumas Maizes. Why? Because true it is Chazik Yisrael, he's a table was right. But it's Biyode to take off Tumas Maizes. But suppose an Idachot will testify on somebody else's crop, where it's not Biyode, let's say, when he, if we say that one could not be tearing Mishalei al Shepapir, so then it's not Biyode, so that's an Abaye in the Gomez like he has, whether he's Nemon or he's not Nemon. And many Rishayim passed in the Chumra that an Idachot in a Nish has no mnemonis in the case of his chazik isurei and it's not the other. This one also passes by that. So in Simen Kuf Chav Zayin, Siv Gimel, the Ramo says, V'chol heichev is chazik dova b'yisa, k'gein teva, v'chtichas boso she'ino mil yinkeres, e'ino eid nemon olov la'atire, elo yinkin yodi li'sakne. Li'sakne, some of the words. But if it's not b'yodi, and it's his chazik isurei, so we pass him that an Idachot has no mnemonis, it requires to aid him share. So Mele, that's why Tesis emphasizes here, Afokab, the whole Torah should be Yodom, Memnimu, Noshim, Avorim. So Tesis doesn't mean Lafuki, if it's not Yodom, so then Noshim, Avorim have no mnemonis in Yisur. Tesis Shiti is that generally speaking, Noshim and Yim Avorim have the same mnemonis as an Ish. General. So Mele, if it's not his Chazik Yisurei, then definitely an Ish or even an Eved as nemones, even without the oil. But chitzves pastens that where it is, it has a disorder. And not the other, then even a nisha is not nemones. It requires 20. So a nisha and a rebbet could not have more nemones than a nisha. So mele, he emphasizes, I forgot the whole dogma should be yodo. In the case where it is Chazak Yisurei, so then if it is Biodom, is never. But if it's not Biodom, it is Chazak Yisurei, so even Nisha has no nemones. So Mele, Nisha, and Rebed have no nemones either. But if it's not his Chazak Yisurei, then definitely that a Nisha and even Rebed have nemones without them. But this is as reference to the case of his Chazak Yisurei, some Mele, if it's Biodei, a Nisha and a Neved is Nemo. That's why, if a Nisha says that she was in a keres, let's say, the Gosol from the Chilev, she has the Nemes, even though it's Chazak Yisurei, every Gosol has Chilev, but it's Biodei to do it, so she has the Nemes. I forgot the whole Dolor should be Odom. Because they are the Mishnah mentions that the Veres Alvas Meishe, so is Yetzin Shaloi Bixu. So the husband can divorce her without giving her Bixu. So what is the Veres Alvas? Various things are in Veres Alvas. One of the things of the Veres Alvas is if she is Machshalas, the husband, Vidvorim Asur. In other words, if she gives him peres to eat, she serves him peres, and she didn't take off Tumas Maisras from the peres, and he thinks that it was Yusuf, so she misleads him, so then she has a deen of Nivaras of us, and the husband can divorce her without giving her a ksuvim. So there the Gemara says that more implies that the husband is allowed to rely on the wife's testimony. Unless she shows herself to be misleading, to be mishakeres. But if she doesn't, if there is no evidence that she misled him, so the husband is allowed to rely on her. It's Chazak Yisurei. But why is she in the house? Because it's Yodot to take off two misvices. We feel like I'm other than Machalosi, she in Yusha, Mashma, she's saying the whole of Chale, Maisea. Now, of course, he's talking about Chale Bismanabais, when without Chale it was also Midaraisa, you see. The Komoke, also the Kashi is, why does the Mora say that Noshim Vavodi? Anemon to say Bodaka. Why? Because with the rice into Balmasak. The implication being that if it had involved the rice, so then they wouldn't be Nemon. But Noshim Babodim have the same Nemones generally like Anoshim, and even in the case of Chazak Yisurei, so the Anemon if it be Ode, so even if with the rice it wouldn't be enough to be. So they still should be Nemo. Why does Gemara say? Because with the Isa will be the common side. This is discussion. So this is Teresi is the Komo King Gabit. Because Homet, Afo Gab Biodon, the Komo King Yahavim with the Isa, Luna Nilu, Mishundike Tirhi is a Rossi, the Tzoyer Digidu God. Tzoyer Digidu God. So in other words, generally speaking, taste the shiki is, and that's the psak of the Shkonoch, the Chabar and Ramah, the Simon of Chavzayim. diminishes. The Ravamiri himself mentions five shittas, five different shittas. Bortesra shitta and Hashbor shitta and the Ro shitta. That's probably the predominant shittas of Hashem in respect to Memones of Noshim. So, Tesra shitta means that Noshim and Yuma body generally have the same Memones in Suri as a Noshim. Same Memones. Now, so if it's Lois has this way, then even without the Yodi, they have Mnemonis. They have Mnemonis to be Matra. And if it's Hazik Yisrael, and not the Yodi, so then Anoshim don't have Mnemonis either to be Matra. So Anoshim is the same thing, Anoshim Abba. But if it is the Yodi, even though it is Hazik Yisrael, Anoshim have Mnemonis, so generally, Noshim Vavodim also have Mnemonis. So even if it involves the eyes, why does the Gemara say that here, only because with the eyes of the Bahamasagi, otherwise they wouldn't be Nehemon, because it is Hazik Yisrael, but it's the Yodo, so they should be Nehemon, even without, even if it involves the eyes. So this is an exception. Why is this an exception? Because B'dikas Chometz involves unusual tirch. Unusual tirch. So mele, where it involves unusual tirch, so then, Noshim Atzvoni Yesei. Atzvoni Yesei. Now, it doesn't mean Noshim Atzvoni Yesei. So b'mezit, they will mislead people, mislead Bezdin, mislead people, and they'll say they searched at Torah, and when they know they did Chas V'Shalom, that they are not Choshet, they are Chas Kaskashas. But since Noshim Atzvoni is saying, Noshim Atzvoni is saying, so mele, it might be Bididome, they might rationalize, they might think, oh, they'll make a superficial search, and they'll think they made a thorough search. Since
Rosh Hashiva, Simba Rosh Hashiva, Chaf Bezel, Hitov Shemim, Hey. It's September 8th, 1985, on Sunday.
By the second of Abayah.